from Philadelphia. It's Avenue G with Jim Harris. Hey, Ed. Where's Jim?
Beats me, Andy. He's supposed to be here. Maybe he's having a kidney removed. You know, he does that twice a month. It's an easy way for him to make money now.
I see. Where's Martha? She's not here either.
This is her weekend with the National Guard. They're trying to keep the peace between the pipeline workers and the Indians up there in North Dakota.
Wow. We still have Indians?
Oh, yeah. Dozens.
What's that sound? It sounds like a kitten crying, except more pathetic and wimpier.
Sounded like it was coming out of the broom closet.
Yup, it's Jim. He's curled up in a ball eating Skittles.
Leave me alone. I can't face reality anymore. Our country's ruled by a tangerine-haired groper-in-chief with a man crush on Putin.
You mean Trump?
Hush, Andy. Every time you say his name out loud, Satan dances with delight. Just like on the day that the music died.
So what should I call the president-elect?
The correct appellation is President...
The Donald.
The Donald?
No, like this.
The Donald.
Could you two just leave me in my misery, unless you have Skittles? I'm staying in this closet for the next 4 years, with bathroom breaks, of course.
Thank God for small favors.
But Jim, you have nothing to worry about. You're a somewhat disaffected middle-aged white man. You can stop paying taxes and grope women with abandon.
But what about my friends? Martha will have to take a big pay cut and wear hot pants, and Andy, you're bound to be deported to Canada.
But Jim, you need to start the show.
Oh, don't remind me about the show. It's only a matter of time before President
Donald
shuts us down for insulting him. Last week we referred to him as a big fat idiot with a tiny pecker that has many similarities to a horseshoe crab.
That was an insult?
Face it! We're all doomed. There's just no way we can survive for 4 years in the gold lame world of President
Donald.
Please lock me away. Inauguration Day. First I cried, now I hide from the ugliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world ruled by Trump. Now he's free to hate. He even won my state. It's a mess, I confess, that I'm quite depressed. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world ruled by Trump. So I wait, and in 4 years, someone else will hear the cheers. It doesn't matter who is next, as long as it's not him, or oh my God, not Pence. Lock me away. Inauguration Day. First I cried, now I hide from the ugliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world ruled by Trump. So I wait, and in 4 years, someone else will hear the cheers. Perhaps a woman, I don't care, as long as they don't have orange hair. So please lock me away. Inauguration Day. First I cried, now I hide from the ugliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world ruled by Trump. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world ruled by Trump.
What a great song. I really miss Peter and Gordon, just like I miss Yellow Fever and the way old-time trolley cars used to run over sleeping hobos.
Someone's at the door.
Good day, Mr. Feldman. I am wondering if I might borrow a quarter cup of ginger for some festive gingerbread men I am baking.
Who is it, Ed?
It's at Professor Williams Hoover from next door at the Institute of Postmodern Phrenology.
Actually, my name is Birke Wilhelmshöher.
Wilhelm Heugmann.
Wilhelms
Homlenken Vung. Homlenken.
That's good. Homlenken. That's much better.
Come on in, Professor. Hey, Jim, we got any spare ginger?
What does it matter? For the next 4 years, we'll have a life devoid of ginger and all the simple joys it brings.
I say, Jim, you look rather distressed. What is the matter?
Our nation is ruled by a tyrant. We have no hope.
I see. That is very problematic. I recall when I was a young man living in East Germany. We were not allowed to express ourselves, and if we did, the secret police would place us in prison.
And were you ruled by a smarmy bigot with goofy-looking hair?
Not quite. Our leader was Erich Honecker, but he did have rather unfashionable eyeglasses. He was quite an unpleasant fellow.
How did you survive with this Homecker guy?
Honecker. We simply went on working for justice whenever we could, and eventually we tore down the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, but I thought Ronald Reagan knocked down the Berlin Wall using his superhero power of flight.
What? No, my friend. Ronald Reagan could not fly.
That's not what they said on Fox News.
Or CNN, or CBS, or ABC.
It was not Reagan who knocked down the Berlin Wall, but rather we East Germans. We did it through the awesome power of cabbage.
Okay, I think the discussion is veering off a bit.
We realized that if we all ate sauerkraut and stood with our backs to the wall, we could fart enough holes into it that we'd eventually cause the wall to fall over.
Just like Ronald Reagan said. Mr. Gorbachev, fart down that wall.
I'm sorry, Professor, but I find it hard to believe that you farted down the Berlin Wall.
Jim, it was the only option we had. When times are tough, one must adjust. And if that means tooting your way to freedom, so be it.
I never thought of it that way. Professor, if you want some ginger, you can just scoop some out of the barrel by the front door.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
That's ginger in that barrel by the front door? I thought it was gunpowder.
Perhaps the professor's right. I never thought I could survive in a nation where I was denied my civil rights, but I guess some people have done it before.
You think?
I guess from now on we're all going to be screwed here in America.
Jim, we need to start hoarding chili peppers.
Chili peppers? Why do we need to start hoarding them? And aren't you supposed to be with the National Guard?
Yes, well, I had to go AWOL after I found out about the Mexican chili crisis.
And all this time I thought that Mexico and Chile were two different places.
Anyhow, my friends told me that President the Donald has formed a brigade of secret police who are building a wall on the Mexican border.
What does that have to do with chili peppers?
Once the wall is complete, we won't be able to get any chili peppers from Mexico. Don't you see? The Donald wants to stop Mexican food from crossing into the U.S.
Actually, I think he wants to stop Mexicans from crossing into the U.S.
Oh, that makes more sense. So, I guess that means we'll still get chilies, right?
I suppose. And yet, there's something that's bothering me.
Does it have anything to do with Miley Cyrus's hairstyle? Because that really bugs me.
No, that's not it. I just feel terrible that the Donald is treating Mexicans like dirt and building a wall just like the Russians did in Germany.
You'd almost think that the Donald was a Russian agent or a genetically engineered clone of Putin. But, with smaller hands.
Well, hold on a second. I got an idea. What if we were to go to the wall that the Donald is building and knock it down? We could get Fartu-D2, the flatulent robot, to take us there.
Hey, I just saw Fartu down in the green room. Yo, Fartu, could you transport us to that secret wall being built down at the Mexican border?
Great. Come on, everybody. Place your hands on Fartu's dome. On the count of three, Fartu will take us to Mexico.
One.
Two. Excellent. Fartu transported us to the desert where Mexicans in search of work are crossing to America, land of the free, home of the brave.
But if we're so brave, why are we afraid of Mexicans?
Because They have a head of a woman and the body of a fish.
Andy, I think you're confusing Mexicans with mermaids.
Look, everybody. I can see the wall. Just across that stretch of desert, I see some Mexicans on a hill on the other side. What say we welcome them to America in their native tongue?
Hola, los pingüinos comemos pan?
I don't know what you said, Jim, but now they're all holding up their hands. I think they're afraid we're border control agents.
I can fix this. Hey, do you, any of you Mexicans speak the English?
If by that you mean, do I speak English, then the answer is yes. I am Carmelita Felpudo de Vega. We are seeking shelter. May we stay at your inn?
Yes, of course. You can stay at the great inn called America.
You're supposed to say no. We're celebrating Las Posadas, a Christmas tradition reenacting Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem. We ask for shelter along our procession route and are told there is no room.
Well, in that case, no, you can't stay here. There's no room.
Well, your troubles are about to come to an end, Senora, because I am about to tell my flatulent robot to fart a hole in the border wall that is oppressing all of you Mexicans.
Actually, I'm from Guatemala.
So, Carmelita, are you coming to America to steal high-paying, non-existent factory jobs from Americans who are too lazy to vote?
Actually, we're just processing back into town to eat tamales, play music, and let the children break the piñatas shaped like the wise men's star.
Good idea. You probably won't want to be nearby when the wall comes down. Good luck with your travels. Vaya con Dios.
Okay, gang. It's go time.
Stand back. Part two is locked and bloated. Fair warning. He's showing no discretion. He is going to let it fly. Farting down the wall. You bet. He is about to light one. Slow burn. This is a dynamite one. Now is the time to cut the cheese. Farting down the wall. We do not appreciate people who build walls of hate. In fact, we reject them. Fart too's mighty, though he's small. Help him to rip down the wall with the force of his rectum. This wall is a source of contention. Let go of your anal retention. Beans can fuel the winds of change. Farting down the wall. No one's holding nothing back. It's time for a gas attack. Everyone fart together. All for one and one for all. Let her rip and make it fall. Fighting tyrants with fiber. Yeah. Farting down.
I have packed Fartu's fuel tank with jalapeno peppers. Fartu, I want you to stand next to the wall, got it? On the count of three, I want you to fart a giant hole in the wall.
Why does it always have to be the count of three? Why can't it be four?
Could we compromise and count to three and a half?
Sure, that works for me.
A decimal or fraction?
Decimal. Ready?
One, two, three, 3.5!
Gee, that wasn't much of a blast. There's only a tiny hole in the wall.
You're right. We need more explosive fuels to feed Fartu. Does anyone have any cruciform vegetables?
I got 3 bushels of cauliflower.
And I have some mutant cabbage that was grown outside the Chernobyl nuclear plant.
Let's pack it into Fartu's fuel tank. Listen, little guy. We've been through a lot, you and I. I know I'm asking a lot, but it's going to take all you've got to blow a hole big enough to topple this wall. Are you up to it? Stand back, everybody. One small toot for a droid, one giant blow against tyranny. On the count of 2.7, ready?
One, 2.7!
Thank you.
It worked! The explosion completely toppled the wall. Once again, we Americans have advanced human dignity by blowing things up.
But wait, where's Fartu? He's gone, and all I see are shards of metal spread out in the shape of a star.
Fartu has been blasted into bits.
Fartu has sacrificed himself so that Mexicans could find a better life. Someday there will be statues erected in his honor.
Are you sure Fartu sacrificed himself? After all, we blew him up.
No, Martha. Fartu was a noble device who will always be remembered for his dedication to truth, justice, and explosive flatulence. He went out in the blaze of stinky glory that is a beacon everywhere to those who seek shelter and the chance for a better life.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Fartu? Tell me, did you see him pass? He had a lot of courage and he had a lot of class. It seems he just finally ran out of gas. Has anybody here seen my old friend Fartu? He was mighty, although small. He freed a lot of people who can now pursue their dreams. He used all that he had against that wall. People would say, what is he good for? But they didn't know he moved through time and space and left his trace. Has anybody here seen my old friend Fartu? He will live on in our hearts. Remember how we watched him blazing across the sky? How he knocked down the wall with his farts.
Tonight's show was written by Mac Jekyll, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris, and performed by Ed Feldman and the Mount Airy Players. Be sure to visit our website at avenue-g.net. That's avenue-g.net for more Avenue G shows and information. You can also find us on YouTube and Facebook. I'm Andy Pettit. Good night.
Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.